And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 21st of November, 2009, the birthday of Christopher Tolkien, born in Leeds, England, 1924, youngest son of J.R.R. Tolkien. He was a teenager when his father was writing Lord of the Rings, and he was the first reader and the first audience of the book. And he drew the maps that appeared in the novel, maps of Middle-earth. And then years later, Christopher Tolkien published a 12-volume work, The History of Middle-earth. It's the birthday of Marilyn French, born in Brooklyn, 1929. Wrote her first book on James Joyce and then switched to women's history. Earned a Ph.D. at Harvard. She was nearly 50 years old when she published her novel, The Women's Room, about a middle-aged housewife who divorces her husband, starts a Ph.D. in literature at Harvard. It sold more than 20 million copies, The Women's Room, translated into 20 languages, considered one of the most influential novels of the second-wave feminist movement, then published a 4-volume work on women's history from Eve to Dawn, a memoir about her battle with esophageal cancer, A Season in Hell. She passed away earlier this year in May. And it's the birthday of Harold Nicholson, born in Tehran, Iran, in 1886. His father was a British ambassador. Harold Nicholson, who in 1913 married Virginia Sackville West, also a writer, and they were both, as it turned out, bisexual. 4 years into their marriage, decided they would no longer be lovers. Each of them had numerous extramarital affairs. And despite this, the two of them remained close. They traveled with each other. They wrote to each other whenever they were separated. And according to their son Nigel, their marriage was a happy one. Harold Nicholson wrote for the British Evening Standard. He was a member of Parliament. And he was the keeper of a very detailed diary, which his son Nigel helped to edit for publication. Harold Nicholson, who said the great secret of a successful marriage is to treat all disasters as incidents and none of the incidents as disasters. Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry, a section of a longer poem entitled Leavings. Though he was ill and in pain, in disobedience to the instruction he would have received if he had asked, the old man got up from his bed, dressed, and went to the barn. The bare branches of winter had emerged through the last leaf colors of fall, the loveliest of all, browns and yellows, delicate and nameless in the gray light and the sifting rain. He put feed in the troughs for 18 ewe lambs, sent the dog for them, and she brought them. They came eager to their feed, and he who felt their hunger was by their feeding eased. From no place in the time of present places, within no boundary nameable in human thought, they had gathered once again the shepherd, his sheep, and his dog, with all the known and the unknown roundabout to the heaven's limit. Was this his stubbornness or bravado? No, only an ordinary act of profoundest intimacy in a day that might have been better. Still, the world persisted in its beauty, he in his gratitude, and for this he had most earnestly prayed. A poem by Wendell Berry from his collection Leavings, published by Counterpoint and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.